Yes, absolutely. The public can recall that some time ago, His Excellency the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, declared a Western area surge, all in a bid for communities to own the Ebola virus disease by reporting sick people so that we can contain the spread of the virus at the community level. Now, based on the successes we have scored in the phase one of that Ebola Western area surge, because in just 2 weeks, we were able to account for 944 cases, and these are all transported to holding centers just for the Western area. And of these, once the confirmed tests we have done from our Ebola laboratories, 263 positive cases turn out. So this is a clear indication that if we step up the efforts, particularly in the Western area, which has been accounting for the highest number of confirmed cases for Ebola, I think we will be able to do more. That is why the government, alongside with the National Ebola Response Center and the Ministry of Health and Sanitation and our development health partners, we have decided to cascade the phase one into a phase two, so that this time around, it is not just going to be a concentration in the hotspots we identified in the Western area, but rather it is going to be for the entire Western area, which means we are now going to do a lot of flyers, billboards, PA systems, and also the entire Western area, we are going to increase the surveillance as well as the contact tracers because of the positive outcome we have received so far based on initial statistical evaluation of the benefits we achieved following the 2 weeks surge that ended on the 31st of December.
So how long will the extension last?
The extension will be for another 2 weeks. And as I'm speaking to you, already tomorrow we are even meeting with our development health partners at the Situation Room of the National Ebola Response Center, so that WHO, which is going to lead the contact tracing, as well as UNICEF, we are going to step up so that at the community level, we continue to recruit and train people in their local areas so that they can be able to encourage the people to explain to them that reporting by calling 117 does not mean a death warrant. Because even if it means that you are showing the symptoms for Ebola, that doesn't mean you are Ebola positive until after the results are out. But at the same time, though, those who report early, if it happens, it is Ebola. So far, we have been recording very high incidence of survivors from the Ebola treatment centers. For instance, in the first initial 2 weeks, out of the 263 confirmed cases, because majority of them reported on time, they were able to be given supportive care. And we had over 70 to 80% of survivors. So that is the message we want to drum home to the people of this country, particularly in the Western area, because so far, the Western area, urban and rural combined, continue to record the highest cases nationwide. Even today, even though the figures are very encouraging for the entire country, we only recorded 31 confirmed cases. The Western area still leads in that number. So we are very much concerned about that. And even tomorrow, the president will also be traveling to lead the social mobilization to the rest of the country, starting in the northern part. First, we will be flying to Cambia, then we'll travel by road to Potloko, Lonsar, Makeni, Tonkolili. And the good news is, by the time we go to the southern part of the country, in Pujaun district, for instance, I think the president is more to congratulate them there. The reason being, they have not been recording any case of confirmed Ebola for the past 41 days. So tomorrow, if the trend continues, if we go by what WHO is saying, then Pujaun should be declared Ebola-free district.
The Mauritanian president, who is the head of the AU at the moment, held a recent news conference with your president, donating some amount of funds to help with the Ebola containment effort of the administration. How much funds did he give, and how will the government use this to help with the fight against Ebola?
Absolutely. Last Tuesday, the president of Mauritania, His Excellency Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, paid a courtesy visit to the president of this country and the people, first to empathize with us based on the tragedy we are going through as a result of the Ebola virus disease. And he said he is more in Sierra Leone to support the initiatives of the government and also to appeal to the international community to support Sierra Leone, because so far there has been the political leadership in terms of containing the scourge. And this is where he also made a very modest donation of nearly $300,000 to the government so that we can step up in the fight against Ebola. So that money is now going to be transferred into the Ebola account, which is being managed by our development health partners, as well as people in the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, so that it can go into the fight, efforts in the fight against the Ebola virus disease. And the other good thing that came out of that was there was a communique signed between the two presidents, wherein an indication was that we are not only going to establish consulates to promote our bilateral relations between the two countries, but that Mauritania Airlines will start to fly to Sierra Leone after the modalities will have been put in place. And I think that is very important to us, the reason being, apart from SN Brussels and Air Morocco, and recently Air Côte d'Ivoire, Sierra Leone has been marginalized and stigmatized by the majority of Western airlines in particular, terminating their flights into this country. So coming from the African solidarity, particularly when the president of Mauritania also doubles as the chairman for the African Union, it is like the whole of Africa is with us in this fight.